Shavua Tov to all. We begin with a brilliant HaPesach, and Daf Nun Tes Aleph Beis, today's Daf being Daf Samach. HaPesach, Sheshachato Shel Rishmo. Actually, perhaps it's best that we begin with a slight introduction on what you do is after Halakha Mishnah, yeah, that way it will all work out. We're dealing with Kachim here in Talmud Mishkat, and as we are often want to do in Kachim, where we do the same thing in Mesechet Tzvachim, same thing in Mesechet Menachot, what we deal with right off the bat is the various psulim. The psulim of a korban include, generally, we have Shel Rishmo, we have, which means you change the type of korban that it is. You say, I'm shechting this as an X when it's really a Y. You have a shinui in the shame of the Baalim. And then you have, of course, the more dangerous machshavot, which are machshava spigo of shechita, in order to eat or to be marked with chutz lezmane, or chutz lemekainai. You also have a difference, very important difference, between the dinim of korban Pesach and chatas on one hand, and all the other korbanos on the other. Because the dinim of the korban Pesach and the chatas, but here, of course, we're interested in korban Pesach, is that shechting shelo lishmo, where's a shechita, it's possible. Normally, a shinui shame of a carbon, a shinui violent of a carbon is not possible. It's just that it doesn't fulfill the chiyuv. Lo alala ba'alim l'shum chova. It's already kosher, and you continue to do all of the avodas and the kohen and eat it. When it comes to a carbon pesach, the entire carbon is nifsa. Now, normally, there are three technical avodot plus shchita. But we call it four avodot agabim psul. Shchita, and technically speaking, isn't really an avoda because kosher bazaar and so on. But we have shchita, kabbalah, the kabbalat adam in a kos, holacha, which we walk with down to the bath, and Zerika. In those four psulim, any of the aforementioned psulim pasul, as does the Pesach Shelo Lishma, or Chata Shelo Lishma, but certainly you can use any of those avodas to create a state of pigol, which would certainly pass the korb, with a machshava to be either to eat it, as I said, or to be makrevit, either chutz lezmanoy or chutz lekorb. It's a violation of mechitzot, and it's a mental violation of mechitzot. It doesn't mean that you actually did it. It means that your machshava was to violate its mechitzot, either in time or space. Now, there is, however, another psul of the korban, which we'll be getting to later, which is going to be an important part of our discussion here on this daf. The other psul of the korban pesach is if you shechted it, shalom leminuyav. There was a shechita there that was meant for people who weren't the ones that were going to eat that korban. So there's a change over here in the ochlim. You can shecht the korban pesach, shalom leochlav. That's similar not to shalom lishma, but there is a special halacha dafka in shechita, because it says on the dinim of shechita, the ish lefi achlo tachosu ala. Tachosa means to shech. Lachus is Aramaic for shechita. We'll see about Shetzur. There we have a different halacha because it isn't quite the same, but you should say it should be nogea all of the avodos, the shechita, the kabbalah, the mevacha, and the zrika. And given that brief background, let us then begin this Mishnah, but I'll mention one thing before we do our Zakhtar Hilika Mishnah, and that is that you will recall, even recently, a number of times we had to deal with the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir about Tfos Lashon Rishon. When somebody says two contradictory things, the classic case that we always refer back to is the case of Tmura, where somebody said, Harezu Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim. Is it Lashon Rishon, so it's only a Tmurat Ola? Or do we say, Af Bisof Lashono Adam Nitvas? Therefore, he really meant to say exactly what he did, and we have here a mixed tumor, we have to sell it, use half of its money for one purpose after the other. So Rabbi Meir's opinion generally is Tros Lashon Rishon, Rabbi Yossi Otz Af V'Lashon Acharon Adam Nitvas. Keeping all of that in mind, let us begin once again with our rousing HaPesach Sheshachato Shel Lishmo. So if you did the Shechita, let's say you called the Pesach HaShlamim instead of a Pesach, or you did the Kabbalah or the Holacha or the Zrika, those are the four Avodah, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, Shel Lishmo. And that's how we're going to end up here. It's Mashmah, he did everything. Ki the Holacha, Zrika, did the Shechita plus the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, and so on. Oh, for that matter, Lishmo v'Shel Lishmo. Now that's not clear, because it could be he kept two things in mind at the same time. He did the Shechita, Lishmo v'Shel Lishmo. Then he contradicted himself in the statement, said I'm shechting this four, and then he changed. And that would, of course, enter into the Tfos Lashon Rishon issue. It's not clear whether it means all in one avod and two avodas, as we'll see. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul. So there was any element that was done shelo lishmo will pass the Pesach. Ketzad lishmo v'lishmo lishmo l'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlamim. And shelo lishmo lishmo l'shem shlamim u'l'shem Pesach. Now, the very fact that it's important for us to discuss which one comes first, the shelo lishmo 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 shelo lishmo, certainly suggests that there's problems over here Tfos Lashon Rishon. There may be other explanations. And so the Mishnah essentially leaves us hanging. It tells us that there's a psul, and we know that that psul is unique to a Korban Pesach, though we also have the same psul by Chatas, it's only Pesach and Chatas, then that's because it says Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem, and we learn Shetei Zvicha LaHashem Pesach, and Hu, only the Hu is kosher, if it's that way. And if not, then it's not that way. So even B'diavad. Now, Boy Rav Papa, when the Mishnah talks about over here, Lishmo V'shemo L'shmo, is it referring to Ba'avodah Chat Tanan or B'shtei Avodot Tanan? There's two completely different ways of understanding the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is saying that within a single Avodah, a person had a Machshava of Lishmo V'shemo L'shmo, and that nonetheless the Shelo L'shmo apostles, then obviously it would be only Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Di Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, whatever comes first defines at the moment you say that this is a Pesach, then you say Shlomim, Shlomim is irrelevant. You also only Tos Hashon Rishon. So the Rabbi Meir Amar Tos Hashon Rishon. And if you would say it's a Shlomim, first, okay, fine, then we would Tos Hashon according to Rabbi Meir, but the Mishnah is both cases. Or maybe the other way of understanding is, so let's say you did the Shchita Lishma, and then you did the Zrika Shelo Lishma. Over here, of course, has nothing to do with Vosel Shan Rishon, because each one is Chashev on its own to create its own separate soul. For the Korban, there even Rabbi Meir would be Moda. Now, the Gemara wants the first, in that case, a field of Rabbi Meir, Tomet Vosel Shan Rishon, Hani Mida Be Avodah Achat, of course, Avodah B'Shtei Avodah Moda. So certainly, the fact that you did your first Avodah correctly, the moment you do the second one incorrectly, then it would possible that would be true, a field of Rabbi Meir. That itself would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that each Avodah stands independently to be able to pass the Korban. Now the Gemara wants to clarify where the difference would be in the way Rav Papa has set it up between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, just to make it clear. Hey, what case was Rav Papa referring to? I mean, if he's talking about the case where Shelo L'shmo comes first, remember, we should give two examples. Ketzad, we say either Shelo L'shmo V'L'shmo, or L'shmo V'Shelo L'shmo. Now if you're talking about where Shelo L'shmo came first, then it really would be absolutely no difference whether you held like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir. Because over here, the first statement that you made was the thing that passed. And Rabbi Meir, of course, agrees that once that happens, boom, it's possible. You don't need to come on to Rabbi Yossi, obviously, because you began with the psul. So, Enei, when we're talking about the case of Shelo L'shmo L'shmo, so then, however we understand the Mishnah would work out perfectly well, either I leave it to Rabbi Meir or according to Rabbi Yossi, Bein Ba'avodah Achat, Bein B'Shtei Avodot, Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabbi Yossi, if Selenika Maita, you became possible that Korban the moment you first mentioned the Shelo L'shmo, and it's no longer relevant to try to fix it up with the L'shmo at the end, to all the Rabbi Yossi, and certainly Rabbi Yossi agrees when he says, Bigmar Dvarav, it's Af Bigmar Dvarav. He doesn't hold the only thing that we pay attention to is the closing words. He says the whole thing is one statement. So, in which case, he's included Shelo L'shmo. Therefore, the case that Rav Papa is asking about in the Mishnah is where the Mishnah specifies Shelo L'shmo v'Shelo L'shmo. You started off with L'shmo. Now, if we're talking about two different avodot, then it makes sense even if Libra Rabbi Meir. If you're talking about avodah achat, then the Mishnah is supporting Rabbi Yosef. That's a different way of looking at it. My Toshma. A Pesach. Let's take a look at the Mishnah a little bit more clearly. A Pesach Shachator Shelo L'shmo. Viki Beil Valach V'Zarak Shelo L'shmo. Explain to me. We're supposed to read that as and echidon. E name it. Does this mean kediktani, the way it's written, with a vav meaning and instead of or? I mean, what in the world would we need to do all of that for? The moment you do the Shechita Shelo L'shmo, you've already passed the carbon, so Zevach Pesachu is directly on the Zvicha. The moment I do a Shechita Shelo L'shmo Pesach, it's no longer carbon. So therefore, it can't possibly mean I did all four things Shelo L'shmo. I wouldn't need that. Ela lav echidon. What the Mishnah therefore is saying is alternatives. In other words, a Pesach Shachator Shelo L'shmo. Or, even if in other case, Shachto L'shmo. But, Kibel, V'holach, V'zorach Shelo L'shmo. Or maybe, Shachto and Kibel, V'holach L'shmo. And Zorach Shelo L'shmo. In other words, each case represents a separate case, in which the previous elements of the Avodas in order, Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, were done in the opposite way. So, if the Zrika was Shelo L'shmo, then the Shchita and the Kabbalah and the Holacha was L'shmo. Very nice, okay. Very nice way to learn the Mishnah. So, I mean, but obviously the case is set up in the Mishnah, Shtei Avodot. Shchita, one avodah. Kabbalah, a second avodah. Perhaps only the second, not the first. So lishma v'shelo lishma is basically the case that you started off with in the Mishnah. The moment you said or, you included every lishma v'shelo lishma in any order that you had it, right? So what the heck's the point of the continuation? Yeah. You just said the case, didn't you? So once you did that, then Ema Seifa, explain to me the next words. Shelo lishma v'shelo lishma heichidoni. Let me give you an example of lishma v'shelo lishma. What is that supposed to mean? Ename it b'shtei avodot ein ereisha. That was what you just gave us an example of. You gave us an example of either or. Either or is the Shmo v'Shelo L'Shmo in two avodot. Now, the only possible meaning of adding a whole other clause to the Mishnah that discusses the Shmo v'Shelo L'Shmo, Shelo L'Shmo v'Shelo L'Shmo, is obviously that it's talking about within one avodot. Otherwise, what's the point of mentioning the same thing twice? So, Ename b'shtei avodot ein ereisha. Ela lav. There's no other way of understanding the Mishnah if it's going to be adding something. It's got to be adding that it's talking about avodah achat. If it's talking about avodah achat, then it's Rabbi Yosi. Yama Avdik Vardamar Ava Dam Nitvas, because after all, it's saying that even though his original words were Lishmo, I'm doing the Shchita for Pesach, but then he said, and as a Shlomi. The Kohen Rameir will forget the words and a Shlomi, who cares what he's saying now, but according to Rabbi Yossi, we pay attention to them, and therefore, there's an element of Shalom Lishmo that will pass the Karma. Seems to be an ironclad proof. Nonetheless, the Gemara finds a way out. Lo, Le'olam B'Shtei Avodot. And here is the rub. We have kept things very simple all along. Shchita, Shchita, Kabbalah is Kabbalah, Halacha is Halacha, Zrika is Zrika. But remember that, let's say you were trying to make a Shinui Shein Ba'alim, and you said, I'm shechting this. This is not Shalom Lishmo that we're talking about. We're talking about Shalom Lishmo of the Karma. Suppose you tried to make a Shinui Shein Ba'alim. How would you make a Shinui Shein Ba'alim in the Shchita? I am shechting this for George instead of for Joe. Makes absolutely no difference because the only part that's important of the Ba'alim is the Zrika. So who cares whether you're shechting? You can shecht it for nobody. But if he's not involved in the Shchita plays no part in his Kapara. The only way to do the four avodot that could passel a Shinui Hashem of the Byron is if you did the Shchita in order to do the Zrika for another person. For someone else. The Zrika has to be done for the person that is going to be mitchaper with this car, for the owner, going to be mitratzeh with this car. Now, the Shchita is irrelevant, but it isn't irrelevant. If I do the Shchita in order to do the Zrika, even if I, to the wrong person, even if I end up doing the Zrika to the right person, it doesn't make any difference. I passeled it with the Shchita, Shalom Lishma, because that's Shalom Lishma Ba'alim. I'm getting confused. Because the Shchita, Shalom Lishma Ba'alim, by definition means to shecht for a Zrika, which is the wrong Ba'al, you see. But then that means that in the Shchita per se, I'm not changing. I'm changing in the Shchita what I do in the Zrika. Now, this is a classic case of Mechashvin Me Avodah La Avodah. Your Machshava in the course of one Avodah, as it affects the other Avodah, which will be later, let's say the Shchita affected the Zrika, is considered to be a Machshava as well. So when it comes to the Machshava's Tzul of the Korban Pesach, in terms of the shame of the Korban, Shinui Shmo, not shame Ba'alav, but Shinui Shmo, the easy way to explain two separate clauses in the Mishnah is they're referring to two completely set, different sets of circumstances. One where the Psul was within the context of the same Avodah. So I do the Shchita as a Shlomi, or I do the Halakha as a Shlomi. But the other one is, I do the Shchita in order to do the Halakha as a Shlomi, but I never do the Halakha as a Shlomi. So we could still have separate Avodah, and nonetheless, we wouldn't have any repetition when it comes to determining whether we're going like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi. So we couldn't prove that the second clause of the Mishnah was coming to discuss two different Machshavas within the context of one Avodah. It may easily have been coming to discuss two separate Avodahs, except that the Reish was talking about doing the Avodah per se, and the Sefer was talking about doing the Avodah to change the meaning of another Avodah, which is Mechashvim Avodah L'Avodah. The ultimate expression of this idea is where you do the Avodah with a Machshava that has nothing to do with an Avodah at all, which is the classic Pigo. When you do Pigo, you do the Shchita, you're absolutely nothing wrong with the Shchita. Your Machshava in the Shchita is that you are going to eat the meat of this Korban at some other time. Eating the meat of the Korban is not even an Avodah. You can eat it at the wrong time, in the wrong place. So that means you're doing a Machshava in the Shchita that's going to really have nothing to do with the Shchita, but the other thing that you're thinking about affects the Shchita. That's something of a Chashvan Avodah L'Avodah? Okay. So if that's the case, maybe suggests the Gemara, the reason for needing two clauses in the Mishnah is not to have a clause that's talking about the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about whether your Shinui or Machshava was in the context of one Avodah. Indeed, it was two Avodahs. The difference being that in the second clause, it was two Avodahs, but not within the context of the Avodah you were doing it in, but as an Avodah Machashmi Avodah L'Avodah. Therefore, says the Gemara, maybe, says the Leola and Bishtei Avodot, both cases in the Mishnah talking about two Avodot, Reisha is talking about the Koi V'Shchita V'Kom Echashe V'Shchita. Inami Koi V'Zrika V'Kom Echashe V'Zrika. The Reisha is talking about simple cases where you had a Machshava during the Shchita about why you're doing the Shchita, or in the Zrika about why you are doing the Zrika. I am doing the Zrika as a Shlomi. I'm doing the Shchita as a Shlomi. But the Seifa is talking about that you're doing Shchita, but you're not thinking about doing the Shchita as a Shlomi. I am doing the Shchita of this Korban Pesach, we say Beferish, in order to do the Zrika as if it were a Shlomi. That's the case. So it's your Chashe B'Zrika. The Chiddush in the second part being the Kamashva, the Mechashvimi Avodah L'Avodah. Now I know by the Rav Papa. Now you understand. When Rav Papa asked this question, it was an extremely complex and penetrating question because he took into consideration this way Tosfos understands this. Rashi understands it differently, which is problematic. But it's the simplest understanding. I know by the Rav Papa that was the aforementioned by the Rav Papa included all of these elements. What he really wanted to know was whether we should understand the Mishnah as a reference of the Avodah L'Avodah, or we should understand the Mishnah, in the second part, as a reference to a Shinui Machshava within a single Avodah. That was exactly what he was asking. Now we understand clearly what the options were in the Mishnah, now that we've worked it out. Is everybody with me on this? Because it can only get worse. You do the Zrika as a Pesach, Shchita as a Pesach, with the thought of doing the Zrika as a Shlomi. Okay. Tashma. Now let's see now that we understand the question clearly. Let's see if we can now bring a right. The Mishnah says like this. Oh, shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo pasul. Okay. Now, explain to me what the case in the Mishnah is, where shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo is pasul. You're talking about a case of two avodot. Two avodot where it was a mechashu mi'avodah l'avodah, of course. That type of two avodot. It can't be referred to two simple avodot, because that would have been the ratio. That's not my question. Talking about two avodot. Can you explain to me what the point is of telling me a case of shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo? For heaven's sakes, if the din is that even l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo is pasul, and obviously shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo is pasul. Yeah, in other words, if you're going to start off wrong, then it's certainly more likely to go wrong than starting off right. The Mishnah first tells me a case where you did the Shechita, okay. You did the Holacha, okay, the Kabbalah, okay. But when you came to the Holacha, you did it with the thought that it's a Karban Pesach, which will be having a Zerika L'Shem Shlomi. That's how you're working it out. And even so it's possible. So Kol Shekein, if you did the Shechita right away in order to do the Zerika L'Shem Shlomi, so what would be the case? So clearly something is screwy. If you want to learn that the Mishnah is talking about two separate Avodot, so if you're going to tell me, actually, Shmo v'Shalol l'Shmo is possible. Even where you started off right, Shalol l'Shmo v'Shmo mi boy, do I need the Mishnah to tell me again the case where I started off wrong? Ela lav v'Avodah achat. Now, the only way to say that this is a Chiddush is to tell me it's talking about v'Avodah achat, and that therefore the Chiddush is that we're going to leave it to Rav Yossi, who holds that a person is nitvas in all of his words. So in other words, we're saying, first, l'Shmo v'Shalol l'Shmo, we did the same Avodah, tells us, forget about Rabbi Meir, correct? Who's a Tosfos. Then it says a case of Shalol l'Shmo l'Shmo, because I might have thought that, okay, that means Tvos Lashon Achron. The guy was thinking, he changed his mind, but go according to Lashon Achron. There is that man, the armor walls, that didn't work. Gamash Malan, now this case to tell me, no, Tvos the whole thing, and therefore l'Shmo v'Shalol l'Shmo is no different than Shalol l'Shmo v'Shmo. It'll be possible because Af, Bikbarat Varav, Adam Nitvas. So here we have a Kiddush that the Mishnah would have to say both configurations, both Shalol l'Shmo v'Shmo and l'Shmo v'Shalol l'Shmo. But if you're going to tell me it's talking about two separate avodas, where there's no longer any issue of Tvos Lashon Rishon and Tvos Lashon Acharon or Afbik Bar Dvarav, then there's no excuse for having two cases in the same, correct? One case would handle it perfectly well to add the question of Makashmi Avodah L'Avodah. I don't need to hear the alternative where it started off bad. Of course it started off bad. Says the Gemara, sounds good, but it's still not a right. Because Leolam B'Shtei Avodot. And the truth is, you're 100% right. There is no Chiddush in the Seifa of the Seifa. Ubedinu Delo Itzrichle. We don't need it. We're just trying to do our little parallel trick, okay? So, I did a Tana L'Shmo V'Shalol L'Shmo, Tana Nami Shalol L'Shmo V'Lishmo, and we are very makbid on symmetry in Mishnah. It doesn't matter if the last part is not a Chiddush. Okay. Not as nice, not as elegant, but it still works. You can't prove to me absolutely that the Mishnah is talking about B'Tok Avodah Achatz and only going on leave the review. Tashma, okay. Let's take a look at the continuation of the Mishnah, which is actually the next Mishnah. Shachato shalol la'ochlav v'shalol l'minuyav. Someone shechs a Karban Pesach for people who cannot eat. They're ill. They're too old to be able to eat the shear of the Karban Pesach. Or for people who are in monui on it. And of course, they're not allowed to eat it. You have to be monui before the shechita. La'arelim, the tmeim. In all of these cases, it's possible. Now, here, clearly, hacha pshita, it's talking about over here, only a case of where it's an avodah achat. Because that's the only that's what is meant. We don't have the two alternatives over here. You're shechting it says for people who can't eat. Okay, so I mean, isn't that sort of clear that the Mishnah in its continuation is happy with discussing what happens in the course of Avodah Achat? If that's the case, so, I mean the safe of Avodah Achat. So I guess the ratio about the Shmo v'Shalol l'Shmo is also talking about Avodah Achat. That must be. Ah, oh, come on, meaning I mean that's a proof by you. How could he eat? How could he eat? I mean, it's two separate, completely different types of cases. I mean, the safe indeed is talking about Avodah Achat, where over there's no room for Shnei Avodot. It's the Zvicha. Specifically, Tachosu Allah said, it's only the Zvicha that requires the Shema Ichli. So how can he eat them? How can he eat? The Sefer of Avodah Achat, the Sefer that's talking about a change in the people who are incapable of eating, of course, is only talking about one Avodah. But the Reisha that is referring to changes in any of the four Avodahs, which need to all be Lishma, could be either Avodah Achat or Shnei Avodot. I don't see that you could prove it from here at all. Okay, well, how about the continuation of that next Mishnah, where it says that if you shech the Karban Pesach, so you have some people who can eat, some people who can't eat. Now, over there it says, Kosh. Okay, so Hechidan. Is it talking about Inami b'shtei avodot? Let me understand. We'll see later on why, in fact, Shalol la'ochlav is not the same as Shalol l'shma. As long as there are any ochlim, it's okay, even though there's a mixture of Shalol la'ochlav. Okay, that we'll learn in the Gemara. But the question is, are we talking about doing, let's say, the Shechita la'ochlav and the Halacha Shalol la'ochlav? Is that what you mean? That would be two avodot. Are we talking about doing the Shechita both for Ochlav and Shalol Lov? Now, if we're talking about Shtei Avodot, okay, now how can you do Shtei Avodot? The only thing that you need to do for Karban Pesach is make sure word that the Shechita is for the people that are going to eat it. Not that anything else needs to be for the people that are going to eat it, because it's only from Tachosu al Hased that we learn out this halakha, which is Shechita. So are we talking about Shtei Avodot? Shtei Avodot, so let's say what? Because you had a Makshava, besides in Shechita, you had a Makshava in Zrika. So you did the Makshava in Shechita lo'klav, and then in Zrika shlo lo'klav. Well, then what would be the reason that it's kosher? Yeah, the reason that it's kosher is because the Zrika don't make any difference for lo'klav. The Ein Makshava lo'klav b'Zrika. There's no meaning to Makshava of Ochlin when it comes to the Zrika at all. It's only Nogea, the Tachosu al Hased, which is Shechita. So therefore, it certainly wouldn't possibly.
They give Minuyin.
The question of Minuyav is only Nogea Shechita, not Zrika. So by telling me a clause in a Mishnah that refers to a case in which, in any Avoda besides the Shechita, you start off with Lo'oklav, and then Shelo Lo'oklav. And the meaning would be, Lo'oklav and Shelo Lo'oklav is kosher. Why? Obviously why. Because the Shelo Lo'oklav didn't register, because you did it during something other than the Shechita. You did it in the Kabbalah, in the Holocha, the Zrika, to which it's irrelevant to the Ochlimar, because there's no Tachosu al-Haseh that's said on those things. So if that's the point, the only reason it would be kosher is because Ein Makshevet Ochlin Bezrika. But had it been within one Avodah, Havi Avodah Achat, let's say, within the context of the Shechita, you said both for Ochlin and no Ochlin, were there Mahanya Be Makshevet Ochlin in the course of Shechita, actually, it does make a nafkamina whether you shecht it for the people that are Menuyim. What are you saying then? Then it would be possible. Huh? Is that so? Vakaimel Miktat Ochlin no pas. As we will see later on, the din of Ochlin is not the same as the din. And if you have some kosher Ochlin, then it's kosher. So to tell me that the Mishnah implies that had I done this, not in two Avedas, but within one Aveda, I would have passed the carbon is absolutely wrong. Okay? In which case, when I, the Tana, write this Mishnah, what do I want to say when I say lo'oklav v'shalo lo'oklav kosher? I want to say in one Aveda, lo'oklav v'shalo lo'oklav kosher. Because if I say it in two Avedas, first of all, I'm not saying anything. Because in the second Aveda, there's no makshava anyway. Right? But worse than that, I'm implying the wrong thing. I'm implying that if, in fact, I would have told you that in the context of Shechita alone, I had a makshava of both Ochlin Shelo Ochlin, then it would have been possible. And that is not the case. In which case, when I'm writing this Mishnah, I have to be using the words the way I would think, the way they were always meant. And when I say Lo'oklav Shelo Lo'oklav, I mean in the context of one Aveda, Lo'oklav Shelo Lo'oklav, not in the context of two Aveda. It's the only way to understand that Mishnah, which certainly implies that the way that those words are used throughout this sugya, starting from the very beginning of the Mishnah, which is the one that we just had, starting from there, the meaning of any dual avoda, or any dual psul, lo'klav, lo'klav, or l'shmo, v'shmo, l'shmo, is within the context of a single avoda, not two separate avodas, because two separate avodas won't register in the continuation of the Mishnah. Doesn't that show that the meaning of the l'shmo, v'shmo, l'shmo in our Mishnah is no different than the meaning of lo'klav, v'shmo, lo'klav in the second Mishnah, and it's only relevant to a case of the second Mishnah where it's in one avoda? Therefore, the first Mishnah probably also means one avoda. And in fact, it tells me that it's going to leave the Rebbe's, which answers Rebbe's a buy. If you're ready to buy into the fact that we use the word in the same way in both parts of the Mishnah. So, Ella, what are you going to tell me? Let's say that inside again. So, in other words, the implication of reading the Mishnah that way, that it's referring to two separate avodot, would be that had the case taken place within one avodah, let's say in the Shechita, where Mahanya Be Machshavet Ochlin, where in Shechita it does matter who the eaters are, and then you mixed eaters that are puzzled with the eaters that are kosher, that then it would have been possible. But that isn't true, because our karma mixed up Ochlin lo pasla, that having a mixture of kosher and non-kosher people will not possible it. We have no choice but to say that the second part of the Mishnah, which we're going to learn tomorrow, is referring to lochlav shelo lochlav, meaning in the context of the single avodah of Shechita. Now, midaseifa b'avodah achat makes sense to say that when we say that word lishma v'shelo lishma, it's not any different than lochlav shelo lochlav. Just like the second part lochlav shelo lochlav meant in the context of one avodah, so too does lishma v'shelo lishma mean in the context of a single avodah. Maybe in Shechita, Zrika, Kabbalah, Halacha, whatever. But it's all within the same avodah, and therefore it immediately involves the question of Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir. Do we say Tos Lashon Rishon? Yeah, come on, that's also not a proof. I mean, obviously, in the second part of the Mishnah that we're going to have tomorrow, there's no alternative. I mean, any reader is going to understand that the meaning of Shlo Chalav or Shlo Lo Chalav is only meaningful in the context of one Avodah. Because there's no meaning of Shlo Lo Chalav in Zrika. But why does that necessarily mean that that's the way we would use the word all along? We could certainly continue to use the word and expect that the reader will adjust himself to recognizing that in the second Mishnah it's got to be be referring to a case where it's even a one avoda. So I don't see that that's a raya. Maybe the safer is b'avodah achad, and the reisha could still be defined, as Rav Papa has asked us, either b'avodah achad or b'shtei avodot. So we're left with an inconclusive approach to the Mishnah. We don't know whether the Mishnah is limited to a case of two avodot, where it's one of them, the one clause of the Mishnah was referring to a mechash from the avodah l'avodah, that being the finish, or whether in fact the second part of the Mishnah was introducing a new issue of a change within the context of a single avodah, and it would therefore be telling us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that we need to listen to an entire statement a person makes and not just jump to conclusions on the basis of the beginning. Now we have another question. This involves just one small piece of information, and that is a fascinating thing that occurs only with a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach is a strange application of a normal Korban Shlomo, if you think about it. It's got a few differences in how you do the Zvika in the question of whether there's a Chaz of a Shol, but as far as what it is, it's the same type of animal as a Shlomo. And we learn out from the fact that in one place the Torah says Bakar in relation to Korban Pesach, which obviously it cannot be Bakar, it has to be Chesed, that actually a Korban Pesach can be used for something which is Bakar. In other words, the Torah tells us that a Korban Pesach that wasn't used for Pesach can be converted to a Korban Shlomo. In order to convert it, all you need to do is say it's a Shlomo. So surprisingly, fascinating halacha, surprisingly, if you shech the Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach any other time but on the 14th day of Nisan ben Arbaim, so then it would be possible. But if you shech the Korban Pesach shalom lishma, it becomes kosher. Because as long as you took off the same Shlomo, the same Pesach, now it's kosher Korban. You just want to make sure it's not it's automatically a shlomi, because that's what it's aiming for. So if you take off a chain Pesach, it's now a shlomi. So strangely, we have a case where doing something wrong makes it kosher, but doing it right makes it possible. It is a Korban Pesach. If you bring it as a Korban Pesach at the wrong time, it's possible. But if you make a Shinui Hashem, it becomes kosher. So now, the Gemara wants to know. We're not learning that to you right now. Let's keep life simple. So, Iboilu. Pesach Sheshachato Bishar Yemot HaShana Lishmo V'Shalom Lishmo. This is great. We know Lishmo V'Shalom Lishmo makes things bad when it does the bad, the Shalom Lishmo. When it also makes things good, when it's the good. That's the question. So, what would be the din? If I don't completely shecht it, Shalom Lishmo, but I include a little bit of Shalom Lishmo in it. So I have two makshavas, just like I had here. I'm shechting it both as a Pesach and as a Shlomo. Right. So during the time of Pesach, that will ruin it. But will it make it good as in the time when the bad thing makes it good? Wait, or are we going to get hit on both ends? It's only good to make things bad, but it's not bad to make things good.
That's Lishmo is the problem, and Lishmo is the solution. Would be a solution.
Right. So if I do Lishmo v'shalo Lishmo, does the Lishmo work, or does the Lishmo here act as a bad thing that ruins the Shalom Lishmo? So what would be the din? B'shar yivat ha'shana l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. Mao. Mi ati shalo l'shmo mafkile b'day l'shmo umach shile. Does the shalo l'shmo, is it powerful enough to undo the damages of the l'shmo and make this a kosher shalomi? Olo? Ki yata rav dimi amar. Amrita l'shmaita kamed rav Yirmiya. Well, I suggest that, I said this over to rav Yirmiya as the question, I made a suggestion that hoil v'lishmo mach shiro b'zmano. Being as what? L'shmo is what makes things kosher at the time that it's supposed to be a Pesach. And shalo l'shmo whereas what makes it kosher as a shlomim at the wrong time is being shalom lishmo. Well, just like the lishmo that makes it kosher bismano is not strong enough to undo the pernicious influence of the shalom lishmo, emot siomide shalom lishmo, then wouldn't it make sense to say that the shalom lishmo, which is makshir shalom bismano, wouldn't have the power to take away from the pernicious influence of the lishmo, which makes it possible? I mean, why should it be better? The Amar Li, and he said, no, that's not necessarily true. Because ima marta b'shalom lishmo, you see, it's easy to screw things up with a shalom lishmo, because shalom lishmo is a universal problem. Even though it won't passel other zvachim, but it still will prevent that zevach from being eila l'shem bali and l'shem chovah. And if it's a carbon chattas, it'll actually passel another zevach. But it's not a unique concept. It applies across the board to all kachim, and therefore has in it extremes of pernicious influence. But the other idea of the lishmo, you see, a lishmo that ruins life, that's only true by a carbon pesach at the wrong time. It may not be quite as pernicious as the shalom lishmo, you see. So therefore, lo imamit b'shalom lishmo shekei noeg b'kol hazvachim. The power of the shalom lishmo to undo the lishmo in the same avoda may well be because it's a universal problem. Tomar b'lishmo, but you can't say that the lishmo which is going to ruin the korban pesach shalom bismano is a universal problem. Shekei eino noeg b'kol hazvachim ala b'pesach bilvad. There is no case of another korban that becomes possible because it's lishmo. It's mad. The only case we can have is a korban pesach shalom bismano. So because of that, it's a unique and strange type of psul. a psul of lishmo. So then maybe it's not powerful enough to undo the positive influence of a good old shalom lishmo. Come on, Rich, you got to buy into this one.
No.
A reversal of it. My Havyala. So what's the bottom line? I mean, if we're rejecting Rav Yirmiyah's, we're rejecting Rav Dimi's suggestion. Omar Rav, I'll tell you. Pesach sheshachato b'shar yimot hashana l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo is kosher. Here's my logic. If you shechted stam, it's l'shmo kosher. Right? Let's say I don't say anything. I take on Pesach, shlo b'zmano, shechted. What's the din? Possible.
During
the year. It's possible. It's not a shlom. It's possible. Because it still has a chain Pesach on it. I'm supposed to be holding it until Pesach and bringing it as a carbon Pesach. Nonetheless, the moment that I come along and I say, I feel off the shachet l'shalo lishmo, it's kosher. Right? Now, what does that mean? That the shalo lishmo undoes a presumptive lishmo. So if it undoes a presumptive lishmo, why can't it undo a verbal lishmo? Basically, the stam is already defined as a Pesach. So when I go ahead now and I say, and I'm doing this as a shlomi, so we say, despite the fact that it's a Pesach, yep, despite the fact that it's a Pesach. That's the same thing as saying, I'm doing this as a Pesach for a shlomi. Same thing. It anyway was a Pesach. And when you didn't mention the Pesach, it was a Pesach. So therefore, it should be no different. The stam is a shmokoi. Afilo achiki shaka by the shalolishmo is kosher. So you see that a shalolishmo is powerful enough to detract from the bad influences of the lishmo. In which case, kishaka nami lishmo v'shalolishmo, where he mentions that it's a Pesach, it doesn't make things worse. The shalolishmo still has the power to come along and take it away out of the vicious hands of the lishmo. I mean, there's a difference, isn't there? Dilma shiny half of the omar, half of the low omar. I mean, is there a difference between saying something or just leaving it unsaid and having it defined by a default position? Is a default position the equivalent of a statement? That's the question. This is an extremely powerful contemporary issue when you submit a form with a default and then claim that it's stoma lishma, where my intention definitely was opposite. It's the same thing? Or can you say, the darn machine put the little X in that box for me? Huh. And that's the shiloh over here. I can prove to you, says Rav Adavarava, that a default choice is not the equivalent of an articulated choice. Watch me prove it. In the Mishnah of La'ochla v'shalo la'ochla, okay, that says over there, La'ochla v'shalo la'ochla v'skasha. Now, suppose I had shechted it only for shalo la'ochla. Hmm? This is brilliant. It's so much fun. Suppose I shechted this carbon pesach only shalo la'ochla. Now, the carbon pesach is stama ome to be shechted for ochla. So basically, what I've done in shechting it also shalo la'ochla is only also shalo la'ochla. Right? And yet, the din is that if I say I shechted lo chlav v'shalo lo chlav, then it's kosher. But if I shechted only shalo lo chlav, it's not kosher, despite the fact that the default position was lo chlav. So therefore, you see that a default position does not work as powerfully as an articulated position. Oh, gosh. Kids who grow up with this way of living are just on a different mundane. You know, what can I tell you? It took humanity thousands of years to create an educational system, which maybe in college teaches them a little bit about it. Okay, so here we have a proof that a default position is indeed different than an articulated position. Let's see that inside. Or at least they used to teach out of it. Nowadays, maybe. There's always George. Okay? Because look, lo'ochlav v'shalo lo'ochlav v'skasha. Okay? And kol'ayich v'shachet le'shalo lo'ochlav v'chudeh. But if I only shachet shalo lo'ochlav, it's possible. Why would it be possible? V'amai. Hastama lo'ochlav v'kai. Isn't the default position in a carbon pesach that it's lo'ochlav? Therefore, you're going to have to admit to me that shayna hechad yamar me'hechad lo amar. If you're going to admit it to be there, then it's true here too. Hachinami, shayna hechad yamar me'hechad lo amar. To tell me that because a carbon pesach that was stama imek for pesach, that therefore when I say that I'm shechting as a shlomim is still at the equivalent of saying shlomim and pesach, then you'd have to say that the same thing is true over here. It's the equivalent of saying lochlof shalolof, but it isn't. Call that a proof? Not a proof. I'll tell you why not. Because bishle mahatam kal kamed loakalei b'shkita stama vali v'shmokar. Look, we're all agreed that a carbon pesach is omed as a carbon pesach, and we'll never get out of that unless somebody says something about a carbon pesach remains a carbon pesach. Right? But let me ask you something. Are you going to insist that a carbon pesach is omed l'shem eichlin? I mean, because if it is, I'd like to understand how is it that I can sell off my portion to somebody else before the shechita? The status of the eichlin is basically fluid until the shechita is achieved. So if that's true, you can't say it's stama omed to people that are roy to eat because look, these people are roy. Excuse me. These people may not be here in 5 minutes. Maybe they'll sell off to somebody else. They'll get on to another carbon pesach. So that fluidity means that it can't be omed stama for anybody in particular.
But it's omed stama.
Oh, you're cruel.
everything.
Oh, you're mean.
It's the same as moon.
It's such a beautiful thing. But those are bothered by that. He says, what the heck? Who cares? Yeah,
okay.
Right? I mean, is it...
What? It could be as mean as Tosfot.
I suppose. I mean, that's what Riva says. Who cares? I mean, if it's still Stamal HaOchel, whoever they are. Tosh Shchita, you can keep changing around.
But the fellow who shechs it, does he have to know who these people are? Or you can just say,
No. He doesn't need to know anything.
This is for AB.
No, for AB, yes, but usually for other people.
Chefing AB's face off.
Right. Okay, so
who has to know who the Bala Kibbutz, Bala...
Who needs one?
Who has to know who the Menuhim are? Bala Korban. Who has to know who the Menuhim are?
You mean, does it require a human consciousness, or would a computer be enough?
No. You're using the same words for all Mother
Menuhim? I might have invited Moshe.
No. Ochlov, technically, Ochlov means people who can eat, but only those who are Menuhyav, the ones who are currently the Menuhim, that are useful as Eichlin, are the ones that were included as Eichlin, which is basically what Tosfos uses as an answer to your problem.
But wait, do they have to be registered? I
mean, yeah, they have to be registered.
I mean, registered in terms of somebody who's doing one of the avodot.
No. But they have to be registered in terms of having bought it together. Well, either somebody who's
after the zrika, it's fixed.
After the shrita, it's
already fixed.
Right. So in other words, what he's saying is that where you have a case of shalola ochla, the only way that it's kosher is because of the specific people that can actually eat. Mm-hmm. And those specific people may not exist. That's the point. You can't say, you see, Bishlag, you just talk about Menuhyav. Fine, you're right, whoever the Menuhyav are. But over here, the problem is you've introduced people to me in the act of Shkita, and they're incapable of eating. They're sick. They're old. So you're saying, but it's Aimed for, yeah. It's Aimed for Menuhyav. Yeah, and who are they? They're Joe and George. They're not sick. How do you know they're Joe and George? Maybe it won't be Joe and George. So if I have to ascertain that the people that are undoing the problem with Shalola Ochlov can eat, then I can't say it's Aimed for somebody. How do you know it's Aimed for somebody that can eat? So you're talking about a particular somebody, and a particular somebody remains fluid. That's Tosfos' solution to David's problem. Makes a great deal of sense.
Because at least one of the Menuhyim has to be around.
Has to be around?
I mean, has to be, in the end.
Has to be able to eat.
Five people, by the time it comes to shechting,
yes.
There's only one.
If there's nobody there who can eat, you have no Menuhyim. Even if he was registered, but he's unable to eat.
You have one of the five, yes, okay.
Yeah, although l'chatchila, you're supposed to eat the entire korban and have enough people on it, that the whole thing will be finished, of course. Okay, but these are issues we'll get into later. Okay, so therefore he says that it's not the same at all. Because Bishay Mahatam Kamed Aloka Lebishita Stome Vada Lishmokoi. Abul Hocha, what are you gonna say here? That Stome La Ochlov Koi? Why should Stome be Le Ochlov? How do you know that the current people who are able to eat are going to be the people that are ultimately going to be Nimna on it? You can't say I have in mind some theoretical person as a default position, because who might end up being there might not have any ability to eat. It's not Nimni Mumoshana Jidea Mimenu Achi Yishachet until the actual moment of Shita. It's not Aimed for any particular person. Iboilo. How about a Pesach Sheshachto B'Shar Yemot HaShana B'Shinui Baal? We've been talking about a Shinui Hashem of the Karban Pesach. It's not a Pesach, let's say it's a Shlomi Mishem, right? How about if I said it is a Karban Pesach, but I change the name of the intent of the Karban? I say it's for someone else. Different people. So do we say that Shinui Baalim is the equivalent of the Shinui Kedesh Domi? We're talking about the rest of the year, right? So is the idea when I change Karban Pesach from Shlomi, that it's now something other than what it was. So in other words, it's not Aimed to be shechted for what it was originally going to be shechted. That's true even if it's a Shinui Baalim. Or is it, it's no longer called a Pesach because I've turned it into a Shlomi, in which case, I mean, that's not the issue of Shinui Baalim. So I'd like to know whether Shinui Baalim is it Kishinu Kedesh to be Machsher or not? Omer of Papa Amrita L'Shweitzer Kameda Rava. I sent it over to Rava, and Rava said, look, I mean, it's an equation, basically. If Shinui Kodesh is Posel Bismano, and Shinui Baalim is Posel Bismano, then just like Shinui Kodesh, which is Posel Bismano, is Machshir Oliachar's Mano, so Av Shinui Baalim, which is Posel Bismano, Machshir Oliachar's Mano. Right? It seems to me that we could straight off say that there should be no difference, because basically what we have to look at is the mechanism of this thing. The mechanism is that whatever goes ahead now to make it Posel Bismano should be the thing that undoes its usability as a Karban Pesach, and therefore makes it kosher Shalom Bismano. Okay? So a Shinui Baalim would, when it comes to Karban Pesach, completely ruin the Karban Pesach as opposed to other Karbanis. Normally, when I make a Shinui Baalim, a Karban Pesach, Shalom Menuhyav, is not a Karban Pesach at all. So therefore, if the case of Shinui Baalim of a Pesach would in fact obliterate its usability as a Pesach, so it's no longer Aimed as a Pesach. Now it becomes whatever its own default position is, and its own default position is that every Pesach is a masquerading Shlomi. So strip off its Pesach mask and you're left with a shlomo. So it should be kosher.
But don't you strip off its Pesach mask by passing the day of Pesach?
Richie, what you're asking is a fascinating question, because it actually is raised by Tosfos. The question of whether a Pesach shelo bizmano boyakira, which is, do I need to undo the shame of Pesach, is a machloke. And the problem over here is that what Richie is being aimed on is the fact that it calls it liachar zmano. Liachar zmano means it's missed Pesach. The case that we had until now was it was aimed before Pesach. So Richie's question is really a brilliant question. Do you need akira? As Tosfos points out, it's really dependent on machlokes of whether a Pesach liachar zmano is boyakira. So okay, but it's a very valid point, that you're a very valid point. But in any event, assuming now that I strip off its shame that I need to strip off, and I do strip off its shame of Pesach, then it should be kosher. Anyway, that's what I said in front of Rava. And Rava said to me, no, that's not necessarily a good equation. Because imamarta b'shinui kodesh. Let's analyze the difference. Shinui kodesh is a change in its own essence. Because now you're saying that the carbon is not a Pesach, it's a shlamin. So what you're dealing with is, what is this animal? Not who are the bilim that are on the animal. So those are things that are actually outside the issue. They're extrinsic to the question. Whereas the question of whether it's a Pesach or Shlomim is intrinsic to the question, correct? You cannot bring a raya from something intrinsic to something extrinsic. That seems to be obvious. Furthermore, I'll tell you something else. Shinui Kodesh is something that is true in any one of the Arba Avodot. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zricha. Furthermore, it's Yesh Noli Achar Misa. Somebody dies. His child has to bring that karma. Let's say that the father left two karbanos. One is a backup, which is often done, as we saw, right? So he leaves it as achrayut in case something's wrong with one of the animals. So if there would be a psul, let's say the animal that the son brought for his deceased father turns out to have been brought shelo lishmo, he's going to have to bring now the achrayut animal to take its place, because it wasn't only l'shem bailin, even though the bailin is dead. So that's if there's a shchita shelo lishmo, and that's truly achramisa. Shelo l'shem bailin is not truly achramisa. There's no bailut achramisa. Okay. Furthermore, yeshno betzibur kibiyachid. You have the same problem over here of shinoi kodesh on a carbon tzibur and a carbon yoch. You can't change the ownership of a carbon tzibur. It's impossible. There's no other thing to change it to. So, therefore, the shinoi kodesh is a far more universal problem and a more problematic problem. Toma b'shinoi bailin, which is extrinsic, ein psulo begufo, eino b'arba avodot. Because, as I pointed out to you before, to change the ownership of a carbon is relevant only to the zrika, not to anything else. Because the bailin has no place in the Shechita, in the Kabbalah, or in the Halacha. The only place where the Bailim is a Bailim is that because of him we have to do the Zrika to be Mechaper on him. It's only not the Zrika, not Arba Avodot. Furthermore, Eino Liachar Mita. There's no Balut after death. Furthermore, Eino Bitzibur Kibiyachi. Now look, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, but two of these things I can fight you about. Fine, fight me. Afagav the Tarte Lav Dafka. Okay? Two out of the four maybe is not 100% persuasive. But Tarte Miyadafka. The other two are deathly. They destroy your argument completely. I agree that two of them are lavdavka. Which two are lavdavka? Because you could say, Maishna shinui bailim delavi psula begufa. Explain to me. Why is a psul bailim called extrinsic to you? Because it isn't dealing with the actual body of the carbon. That's correct. Why isn't it dealing with the actual? This is a brilliant thing. Why isn't it dealing with the actual body of the carbon? Because it's only the determination of your mind, right? Fine. So a shinui Hashem is not the determination of your mind. Your mind is always extrinsic to the carbon. It's brilliant. Who says this is not a carbon pesach? You says. No, so you says. So your mind's making problems. That's something with the animal. So you can turn around and say to me, I mean, that it's an artificial dualism over here, extrinsic and intrinsic, because the whole thing boils down to how you're thinking about it. So therefore, any psul matshav is going to be extrinsic. Okay, I'll accept that argument. Fine, let's cross that out. Maybe I won't, but for the sake of argument, I'll accept it, because I got two other things still to knock you out of the water. The other thing that I can knock you out of the water is, the two, that you can say I can't knock you out of the water is, the two, hodiyama shinudalam enu leachamita. That's once the guy dies, there's no ba'alud. That's not necessarily true, because Rapinchas, Bereid Ravami, who holds Yeshinui Ba'alim Le'achamita. So then I couldn't, according to him, there is a concept of Ba'alud Le'achamita. So my Ekelamimah. Okay, fine. So for the sake of argument, I'll accept that. We pass him like Rapinchas, if you like. But what are you going to do with the other two points that I made? You know, it's still true that it's Yesh Novet Sibur to be Achid. It's still true that it's Bar Ba'avodot. What are you going to do about that? So don't try to bring me a raya from Shinui Hashem to Shinui Ba'alim. So Tartami Adafkinina. Hello, my Rava. Says Rava. let's scotch the whole issue. The whole way you've presented the question is really is a non sequitur. Because Pesach Sheshachto B'Sharimot Hashanah B'Shinui Ba'alim Nasa K'Bishe Eino Ba'alim B'Zmano U'Pasol. All that you did was basically remove the Ba'alim. If you remove the Ba'alim, so then you're making it worse, not better. Because what you're going to say is that when you do an Akira, what are you saying? That it's now the equivalent of a Korban Pesach B'Zmano that has no Ba'alim. Let's say they all died out. But the din over there is that it would still need Akira. And if you shecht it Stam, it would be possible. This is how Tosfos learns it. Even though it's not no longer Stam, I made the Ba'alim. It's Amit Shalitim Ba'alim. It doesn't have any Ba'alim. Therefore, making it Shalom Bizmanu, a Shinui Ba'alim, is not called an Akira, because it doesn't change. That is what the Pasuk is admit to anyway. Gentlemen, I know that was a bit complex, but it was so much fun, and I'm sure you won't object to doing a brief review of it, I hope. Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishma V'Kiva V'Alach V'Zarach Shelo Lishma Yod Lishma V'Shelo Lishma Shelo Lishma V'Lishma Pasur Ketzon Lishma V'Shelo Lishma V'Shem Pesach V'Shem Shlamim Shelo Lishma V'Lishma V'Shem Shlamim V'Shem Pesach Boim V'Papa B'Avodah Achatz Nan B'Shtei Avodot Nan B'Avodah Achatz Nan Rabbi Yossi D'Amar Apig Mar D'Var Avodam Nitfas T'Yi Rabbi Meir Ha'amar T'Vos Lashon Rishon O'Dilman B'Shtei Avodot Nan, in which case it's perfectly good according to Rabbi Meir D'Amar T'Vos Lashon Rishon Ha'ani Mili B'Avodah Achat Avu B'Shtei Avodot obviously Moded Amifsa. Well, hey, which are you referring to? Inema Shalol Lishma V'Lishma, what's the difference? Bein Avodah Achat Bein B'Shtei Avodot Veilu Rabbi Meir Beinu Rabbi Yossi. The moment it was Ipsale by saying Shalol Lishma Mika Maita, because Rav Yossi certainly doesn't say only b'gemar dvarav, he's saying after gemar dvarav adam nitvas. Ela alishma v'shelo alishma. First he did it right. Now that's my question. Is it talking about two avodas, even only with Rabbi Meir, or even in the same avoda, only like Rav Yossi? My. Toshva, pesach sheshachato shelo alishma v'kibel v'alach v'zarach shelo alishma. Explain the Mishnah, please. Echidam. Yineve kiriktoni as an and. V'lamuli adam achashim l'kula. It was already possible right at the beginning. Mikabayti yivsilay. Ela lavachi ketani. A Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishma, or alternatively, actually it was Shachto Lishma, but the Kabbalah was done Shelo Lishma, or Halach Mizarach Shelo Lishma, or for that matter, did the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha was Lishma, and now the Zrika was Lishma, or any combination of the above. The Havilah Shtei Avodot, okay? So now, please look at the next piece. Ema Seifos Lishma V'Shelo Lishma Echidami. Inami B'Shtei Avodot, we just talked about that, Ha'ani Reisha. Ela Lav Avodah Achat, it can only be Rabbi Yossi. The Omer Afik Vardvar Avodah Mitvah. It says the Gemara, no, there's an alternative solution. Le'olam b'shtei avodot. Reish is talking about the koy b'shchita v'kamakasha b'shchita inami koy b'zrika v'kamakasha b'zrika. Whereas the Seif is talking about the koy b'shchita v'kakasha b'zrika. The Omer areni shochet et ha-pesach, admittedly a pesach l'shmo, l'zrok damar shalom l'shmo. The chirish being the b'chashvim, y'avodah l'avodah. V'haynu v'ayder of pop. Toshma, o shalom l'shmo v'lishmo pasul, hechidam. In name of b'shtei avodot, min hashtu l'shmo v'shalom. Now here it's pshita that's b'avodachat. Umid seifa b'avodachat reishanami b'avodachat. The ratio could still be either b'avodachat or b'shtei avodot. Okay. Read the next line in that Mishnah. Lo chalav v'shalol lo chalav kasher. Ne'echidani. Inem b'shtei avodot. But then why would it be kasher? Time of the chash b'zrika. Because ain't much avodot b'zrika at all. Anyway. But had it been b'avodachat, the implication is, let's say Shechita, where over there Mahanibe Machshavat Ochlin, then it would be possible. That would be the implication, but it would be wrong. Because the kind of Niksat Ochlin Lo Pasla. Therefore, clearly, the Mishnah is talking about Bavada Achat. So if the Seif is talking about Bavada Achat, Rishonami Bavada Achat. Mili Ayri, Hakinita, Hakinita. Seif of Bavada Achat, the Risha is still vague. It could be Bavada Achat, could be Shte Bavada. Ibailo, Pesach Sheshachto B'Shar Yimot HaShanag L'Shmo V'Shalo L'Shmo Ma. Miyati Shalo L'Shmo U'Mafik Le'Bidei L'Shmo and it's Machshire Olo. The author of Dimi Omar Amrit L'Shmaitz Kmeni Rabbi Yirmi with the following suggestion. That Hoyo V'Lishmo Machshiro B'Zmano V'Shalo L'Shmo Machshiro Shalo B'Zmano, just like the L'Shmo Machshiro machshava bismano ein motzia bidei shelo lishma. The shelo lishma machshava shelo bismano ein motzia midei lishma, and therefore it's possible. The amar li, not necessarily, because if amar ta bishelo lishma shekein noeg b'kol hazvachim, and it's powerful enough to undo the lishma. Tomar b'lishma, which is absurd, unless it's talking about a korban pesach. Shekein eino noeg b'kol hazvachim. The only time lishma is possible is kosher. I mean, the only time lishma is possible is pesach shabbos manu bilvad. My havi alon, or my rabba pesach sheshachta b'shayim atashana. Lishma v'shelo lishma has got to be kosher, because anyway, stama would be lishma. Afilo afik yishachta v'shelo lishma is kosher. So you see that a shelo lishma could take away from a default position of lishma. In which case, kishakat nami lishma v'shelo lishma. When you said the shelo lishma, so ati shelo lishma, mafik tev bidel lishma, because all the lishma was doing was reiterating a default position that already existed. Omele ravada barava la rava. How do you know that's the same thing? Dilma shayne echad de amar meechad de lo amar. And a reiteration is not reiteration; it's iteration. Daha le ochlav shelo la ochlav kosher. The kol echad de shachet shelo la ochlav lechudei. It's possible. According to you, you should say that's ridiculous. If it's stam la ochlav koi, and therefore it should always be the equivalent of la ochlav shelo la ochlav. But you're going to have to say that shayne echad de amar meechad de lo amar. In which case, hachinami shayne echad de amar meechad lo amar. On Marley, you make a big mistake. Midi Iri. Bishle Bahatam. Kol Kavad Lo Akarle Bishkita. Stome is Vade Lishmokai. But over there, what are you going to say? That Stome is La Oklub. How do you know who the Oklub? Dilma Mimshke Hani Vyatech Rini Umimni Ami. It's not Nimni Mumosh with Yademi Meno. Achi Shachet. Iboilu. Pesach Shachatur Bishari Mota Shana Bishino Ibalimal. Is the Shine Balim the equivalent of Shino Kodesh Umash? Oh, no. The Omer of Papa Amrita Lishmaitse Kamina Rava with the following suggestion. And Shine Bialim Postle Bismano, because that's Shechting a Korban Pesach Shalom and Nuyev is absurd. So Ma Shino Kodesh Postle Bismano, Makshiro Leachesmano, Av Shino Bialim Postle Bismano, Makshiro Leachesmano. The Amali, Lo Imaret Bishino Kodesh, Shekain Pisulo Begufo, Vieshno Biarba Avodot, Vieshno Leachar Mita, Vieshno Betzibur Kibiachit. Tomar v'shinui ba'alim ve'ein v'sulo b'gufo ve'einu b'arba avadot ve'einu le'achar mita ve'einu b'tzibur k'biyachid. And even though you could tell me that two of these you have a way of getting out of, but at least start to be a dafka, you could tell me the ma'ish v'shinui ba'alim v'lavi p'sulo b'gufo, because after all it's only a p'sulo makshava b'yamai. So then Shinui Kodesh is also p'sulo makshava b'yamai. Furthermore, you could tell me when I said shinui ba'alim v'einu le'achar mita, what would I say if the halach is like who holds Yeshiru Balim Leachamita, Michael Mima. So even if I accept it for the sake of argument, but Tarta Miadafkaninu. Elo Marava Pesach Shachato Bishar Yamata Shanabishinu Balim, Nazaki Bishainu Balim Bismano, and it's totally possible.